And welcome back, Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Phil Taylor. And I want to say, I've forgotten to thank everybody for the great support given to the station, CIUT, the little station at Cannes, and naming the Taylor Report in our during our fundraising drive. There's a lot of enthusiasm for CIUT. And we are at the Taylor Report very, very grateful for all the, not only the donations, but for the declarations of solidarity and all. We were just listening to a really wonderful individual coming to us from Maryland, I believe in the US, talking about demonstrations, protesting US attempt to control developments in the Horn of Africa and its attempt to meddle in the internal affairs of Ethiopia, something that's been going on for a long, long time, but there is now more and more resistance. And it is programs like the Taylor Report, and of course, it's stations like CIUT that bring to the attention of the public of Southern Ontario primarily, that there have been large demonstrations in our city, and the media, for some reason, is not interested in reporting that Ethiopian and Eritrean Canadians and Somalis, actually people from the Horn of Africa, are incensed at the bias of media and at the tendency of the government here to interfere in the affairs of Ethiopia. It's a sovereign country, it's a member of the United Nations, has a right to defend itself, and it certainly has a right to handle its internal affairs or the business of the country itself. And we do not hear that as the first statement of principle from our leaders. They tend to say, we're very concerned and we're getting reports of, and we hope that human rights watchers and amnesty people will give us all the information so that we can make our policy. They have no business doing that. A little respect would help, and particularly for starting with Africa, and then of course with this specific country of Ethiopia. But that's why you listen, I believe, to the Taylor Report, and that is why we have had the support that we have had. And once again, I'm going to say thank you very much. There is a story that is very emblematic of what our problems are in terms of being able to see the world and understand it. Our media, which likes to use the word propaganda when they talk about Cuba or Nicaragua or Venezuela or Russia, whoever it is that they tell us we have an adversarial relationship with, they call it, anything comes from that area, propaganda. But in fact, they practice really nasty, aggressive, vicious, I would call it, propaganda, particularly recently, in recent, I'd say past year or so, towards the People's Republic of China. And only a few days ago, they started a gotcha phenomena. With the Chinese tennis star, Ping Shui. And the way it was sold, and has been sold, is to say, where is she? And they created a story, a false story, that was, she was missing, and who could rescue her? Who could find her? It would have to be Western media and an organization, a business organization led by Steve Simon, called the World Tennis, whatever it is, Alliance, I guess, World Tennis Association. It's a business. What had happened was there had been a report of a posting on Twitter or the net by Peng Shui, in which there had been an allegation of misconduct, sexual misconduct by a former leader of the Chinese government. And it had been taken down. It was up briefly, and then it had been taken down. And the WTA decided to post it and to comment. And because they say they tried to reach her and had not been able to reach her, therefore she was missing. And the media here immediately went wacky, and it's exposed. Their game was they were going to create a crisis, and they, within minutes, they had decided, and within paragraphs in their articles, they began to speculate whether or not the Olympics should go forward if her whereabouts wasn't established and confirmed by this American business called the World Tennis Association, led by Steve Simon. And he, Simon, began to really become the story. And he was actually lionized by USA Today. The Toronto Star reprinted an article in which they made him a hero and said that he's one who stands up to China. Well, there was nothing actually to be stood up, and nobody pointed out that there hadn't been any demonstration of a problem. All it had been was him saying that he wanted China to produce Peng Shui. And he wrote a remarkable letter. And this is quite, and I can't resist, passing on some of his language, because he's a president of the World Tennis Association. He seems to think he's the president of a country or something, because he addresses, he writes to the Chinese government, to their ambassador in Washington. And he's talking about, she showed the courage to post an allegation against the former premier, and her statement was removed, and all further communication was censored. And he said, I've tried through a wide variety of means to speak with her with no success. In order to bring this matter to conclusion, I requested your assistance. There has to be an independent, verifiable confirmation that Peng Shui is safe, so that her fellow players and fans everywhere can know she's safe. I request that she be allowed to leave the country or speak live via teleconference with me, with no one else present, unless it is Peng's permission. Second, the accusation is, of the assault is serious, matter of blah, blah, he goes on. He says, she'd be allowed to leave the country. Now, I guess a few other minors. Let me see. Then he threatens them, saying, well, we've gotten along with China, but now we're at a crossroads. And if we're not assured of her safety, it could be grave concerns and deep concern throughout the WTA. And reply at once, or get back to me. Now, here's something that has come up. And I wonder why wasn't this respected? Peng Shui herself had heard that Mr. Simon was concerned. So she posted the following. This is Peng Shui. Hello, everyone, this is Peng Shui. Regarding the recent news released on the official website of the WTA, the content has not been confirmed or verified by myself. And it was released without my consent. The news in that release, including the allegation of sexual assault, is not true. I'm not missing, nor am I unsafe. I've just been resting at home and everything is fine. Thank you again for caring about me. If the WTA publishes any more news about me, please verify it with me and release it with my consent. As a professional tennis player, I thank you all for your companionship and consideration. I hope to promote Chinese tennis with you all, if I have the chance in the future. I hope Chinese tennis will become better and better. Once again, I hope once again, thank you for your consideration. Writing in the Toronto Star, Christine Brennan, and this is also from USA Today, said that that comment was unbelievable. And Mr. Simon said he didn't believe that. Well, I can explain to them why. That's because they are Sinophobes. They don't have any respect for the government or the individual that they're dealing with. Now, I pointed out this is kind of serious because all the elements in Canada and the United States who are breathing heavily and scratching themselves to get be turned loose want to destroy the Olympics. They want to see if they can create an embarrassment, create a situation, a scene to justify breaking up, if they can do it, the Olympics. They don't have a prayer, by the way, because they forget they're isolated. They're continually, like Christian Friedland likes to do, talking about the world, international community, when they really just mean white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, English speakers. And it's not the world. The world wants the Winter Olympics to go on, and they'll be there. And I notice that they're very frustrated because there's been pushback. And they've decided to target the International Olympic Committee. This article in the Toronto Star, WTA demands demands answers about missing tennis star. They have been moving the target to the Olympic Committee itself. And like the USA Today article reprinted in the Star because they don't do their own work, is the idea is that we need leaders like the WTA. When actually you just heard the president of the WTA thinks he's the president of a country, because he actually said to the Chinese government, you have to let her leave the country so I'll know that she's safe. I hope our listeners, CIUT, are following this story closely enough, because there is news of a type that they're not too happy to find out about, which is that actually videos have appeared of Peng Shui in Beijing going to dinner. By the way, when they showed her having a meal, immediately the Western media said, we're not sure what restaurant that is. And it looks like a propaganda exercise and all that. And so they're like Wile E. Coyote. U.S. is becoming like Wile E. Coyote. They're continually racing up and saying, okay, this time I got you. And what do you know, the Roadrunner escapes. The real big part of this story that you need to know now, and I wonder how this is going to be treated in the coming days by all these people who started this thing of, where is she? Which, you know, I love the why, where is she kind of story as a trick, because it's immediate, it works from a show business point of view to say, oh, where is so-and-so? And then once you get everybody asking, well, then everybody demands to know. And so, and who's keeping her from not being with us and all that? I try to figure out whether they actually thought they're going to get away with this. But at any rate, guess what happened? The International Olympic president, Thomas Bach, has posted for WTA's consumption and all the troublemakers in the West a conversation he had with Peng Shuai. She looks quite happy. I think, as I mentioned before, for those people who claim to care about her, here's what you need to ask. Why didn't WTA treat her message to them with a little respect? She said, you put material up on the WTA site without my permission, without my consent, without consulting me. Please don't do that again. Now, are you on the side of Peng Shuai, or are you going to throw her overboard? If you're on her side, give her a little respect. Instead, the Western media wanted her to be tied up in a bag and with a gag so that their little story could go on. And they're mad now that the IOC has had a conversation. The International Olympic Committee said that they were in touch with Peng Shuai. They were in touch with her throughout this process. It was the American-based business, WTA, that tried to turn this into a mess. And also, by the way, while they were at it, they were patronizing the IOC. I wouldn't recommend they try to keep that up. This is part of the story of isolation of themselves. This is a start problem of being Wile E. Coyote. Here's what the IOC said. At the beginning of the 30-minute call, Peng Shuai thanked the IOC for its concern about her well-being. She explained that she is safe and well, living at her home in Beijing, but would like to have her privacy respected at this time. That is why she prefers to spend her time with friends and family right now. Nevertheless, she will continue to be involved in tennis, the sport she loves so much. I was relieved to see that Peng Shuai was doing fine, which is our main concern. She appeared to be relaxed. I offered her our support and to stay in touch at any time of her convenience, which she obviously appreciated, said Emma Terho, who is part of the interview. At the end of the call, IOC President Bach invited Peng Shuai for a dinner once he arrives in Beijing next January, which she gladly accepted. And the two agreed to include Emma Terho and Li Lingui, which raises another matter, by the way. China has a tennis association. What do you know? They have a tennis association. The WTA, when the Women's Tennis Association of China said, she's okay, we're in touch with her. When they said that, the WTA ignored them. Why? Well, because they're Chinese. Because they're Chinese. They have a malignant, ignorant attitude towards the government of China. And therefore, if the Women's Tennis Association of China extends to them their confidence that their well-known and celebrated player is okay, that if you respected China, you'd say, okay, we hope at some time we clarify. She obviously has a problem with the WTA, and the rest of us should have, because see, we were told by USA Today and Toronto Star and everybody else that Peng Shuai did not send the message she sent. I think she did. And I notice that she has a problem with them, because all this sensational stuff she said happened. This happened because they did not consult her. So who is it that doesn't respect her? Who is it who's concerned about her well-being? It's not the WTA. The WTA thought they saw a chance to play the patriotic Americans and to beat on their breast and to call for more problems and more sanctions and perhaps destroy the Olympics if they could do it using Peng Shui. I think they failed. I think her email is accurate. I want somebody to answer the question, why did the WTA go forward with this lousy story, knowing that she had asked them not to? And if they weren't sure, why didn't they stop? Why didn't they take a pause? Why didn't they consult third parties? Because they wanted to go about an old style colonial confrontation. They wanted to have their fun. They wanted to have their little show, to the point where this guy, Steve Simon, said, she has to be able to leave the country. You're talking to the, the People's Republic of China, 1.47 billion people. You don't talk to a government like that unless you're an addle-headed American Wile E. Coyote moron. This is CIUT. It is the Taylor Report. Again, hey, thanks for all the support. We'll talk to you next week.